Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek and do go to extant sources in order that we might return back to the Bible again to have a fuller perspective of things. Today, we are discussing the philosophy of what versus how to versus why. We might title this, When the What versus the How To Went to War with the Why. This is a lecture which allows for me to approach a subject without judgment, good or bad, but a judgment in the sense of distinguishing and juxtaposing. These judgments are what Christ taught concerning do not judge as Altadea or appointed ruler, but rather judge with logos or logic as to distinguish the natures of things. Hence the two Greek root forms of opposing forms of judgment, krino versus diakrino. I read my first draft to a student of roughly 18 years of age. Smart guy, very perceptive and cautious. He asked me, how then can anyone get to know another person if they don't begin with the whatness of the person they're interested in? I said, great point, I'll get to that. Note to this listener, this is only the beginning of a much fuller treatment in our book called The Fullness of Meaning. The word what, the interrogative, indefinite, and relative pronoun, what, is a derivative of our very rich Indo-European history. We do find our word what to have heritage from the Indo-European Sanskrit language. This particular Sanskrit word for our word what is called katha. We see in the Sanskrit that an older guttural K sound in the K of katha later became the English's combined, quote, W plus H sound. That is the wha sound, almost as a softer Q. And we do find this in our English what, and that of the Sanskrit's TH sound in katha hardened to the T sound in our English what. We do find quite a relatively silly linguistic trail for the word what in our Persian chiz, which does turn out to mean cheese of cows, mares, goats, etc. Something like, whatever this is, it must be ill-defined or simply the not-defined as of yet. Such an aporia or blank space of the meaning of chiz is exactly what it intended. This blank space effect reminds me of the, quote, to be filled in when later data comes about, end quote, idea for the Spanish Galician or Gallican word sorte, S-O-R-T-E. From sores, the root, S-O-R-S, we do get the word sorcery. That is, calling on the deity for the future allotments of wealth. And that is something that will be filled in the future. If you will, luck was the allotted portion given by the fates that would be filled in its fated and fatal or terminal time. The yet older Proto-Indo-European word quo holds ownership for the formative years of our word what. It is from this original parent word, quo, that we see our trickle-down for the universal usage for what we would presently call what. Our Latin gives us qui. Furthered, the Latin quantum is what. As we say, it does have or does have an accounting for the fullness of the thing. We have quot in our Latin for how much, or whatness of amount. Ubi for what kind, whence uter, and also furthering our Latin-based loan words, we do have the words quota, ubiquity, quotation, quote, quotient, etc. We use the term quasi to identify our sense of whatness to something not fully defined, but yet defined enough for what we are trying to signal. A quasi-drag racer might be an amateur race car driver who simply challenges people to race in his or her neighboring streets. Hopefully, I gave some type of persuasion for what "wat" signifies etymologically. My next attempt is to show that our word "wat" is not only an interrogative, indefinite, and also pronoun, but also turns out to be a philosophy. Quote, what do you do for a living? What do you drive? What degree do you hold? What is your name? What does your wife do for a living? What kind of house do you have? What do you make a year income-wise? What are you majoring in? What is your favorite restaurant, etc.? These are, as of yet, the interrogative or the interrogative part of our what. Quote, what, end quote, is also an indefinite interrogative in that it asks to the unknown, that is, the unknown as of yet. The strangeness of this philosophical sense of what is that it dared not jump into the how-to world, lest it be bossy. Let me explain. For the quote, what, end quote, world to jump into the quote, why, end quote, world would mean complete abandonment to the ethics of the clinically non-invasive interrogation, what? That is, if interrogative does mean this, and only asking at, to, around, etc., the thing of inquiry, and not invasively within the private nature of the whatness and its fascia or superficial sense of the face. That is, we do not go into the internal mechanisms of this thing. The how-to is the world of what to do. We don't know what the what in the what to do is until some kind of transaction has been accomplished. In the how-to world, we are usually going to a world that uses what as its tools to the means of the how-to world. That is, when I how-to something, I'm using specific fulfilled what's to do, to make, to cure, to heal someone or something. We have changed our position of being with others and ourselves in the how-to world. The why world requires the how-to and the what to take a back seat, for we have arrived at the fundamental verb. Why asks for the meaning of action. Why asks for the intelligence, reason, and meaning. Up to this point, the meaning in the how-to has been a law or technique to get to a readiness, which leads us back to a proper position or posturing. This posturing does direct us in a hopeful position, a positioning for future meaning. That is, quote, how-to, end quote, is only a technique world that works to get oneself out of darkness, the ditch, cycles of destruction, etc., and back onto the road. Now that you are on the road, quote, driving is the thing, end quote. But where to, quote, end quote? Well, the why answers the reason for the where to, due to, quote, where, end quote, is in the category of the what. Well, for today, I would like to end this lecture. Being a very brief lecture, we will return to the philosophy of our own language and understand that we're not just using words, but philosophies, and if you will, little dictators that predetermine our mindset that we would speak in the fullness of the thing that we're in. Let's hope and pray that the fullness that we are in is that thing which is full of meaning. I do believe that is Jesus Christ. Thank you for your time. This is Kyle Jones.